Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the JK Nick podcast. Sorry, the JA3K podcast. For our first guest, for our first show, we have Ron and Bates, a very special guest.
Start over.
No, I'm not going to start over. And speak into the microphone. Maybe I should start over. No, pick up that microphone. Also, I hear the cookies in the stove.
I think you mean oven.
No.
Start this fucking podcast over.
No, it's too late. We're already 43 seconds in. I don't want to start over. Do you think the people at home could hear the cookies in the oven shaking as they get baked alive? We're making cookies. Can you smell them? I'm talking to the audience, not you. Can you smell them, though, Rhiannon?
No.
Okay. Yeah, me neither. Okay, so for those of you who don't know who Rhiannon is, she really needs no introduction. What is she best known for? She worked at Bug World. She worked at an animal rescue. She is a UW alum and a master. And currently she's studying biomedical science at the OSU. She's in the first year of her PhD studying viruses and adipsin, killing mice. You know how it is. And lots of fun. And I thought I'd invite her on the show into the studio to ask her some questions. So first question.
Wait, can I just say that I'm really honored to be in the studio? You really, it was just really special walking into the studio, having this pillow with bones and dog paw prints, because you know that I actually love dogs. It's something unique about me. And it just, like, really felt like home as I walked in.
Yeah, I decorated the studio to look exactly like the home that we share. It wasn't very hard. I just put the studio inside it.
Oh.
Yeah. That walk we went on earlier was just in a circle. Just walked right back home. So first question, what are you thinking about right now? What's on your mind?
I'm really nervous because I want to do well at this interview. Mm-hmm. And if I say the wrong thing, then it might be held against me.
Yeah. The internet is ravenous. You can be tarred and feathered. Yeah. You might not get invited onto any other podcasts.
Yeah. Well, I was lucky to get invited to this one.
Yeah. So why are you on this podcast? Do you have any, like, books to promote? Any products you're trying to sell? Maybe a blog post that needs more readers?
Why, yes. It just came to me. In case you haven't heard, the J3K.com, yeah, that's right, podcast, I mean blog. Silence. The blog is really great, and everyone should go and read it immediately. There's a lot of amazing content.
Yeah, we have special guest authors such as Rhiannon Bates.
Yeah, I'm featured, and many more.
Yeah, two others. Many more.
And of course, you get to read more from J3K himself.
Oh yeah, I have much content. I'm making content all the time. Okay, moving on. What's your favorite animal?
Maybe a dog or something.
A dog. If you had a dog, what would you name it?
Baxter.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I wrote down that follow-up question, which made more sense before you said dog. I was hoping you'd say, like, something weird like ostrich. What's your favorite building?
Maybe the Space Needle. It's very unique.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Seattle, so I enjoy looking at cool stuff.
That makes sense. There's a lot of cool stuff to look at over there. Not like around here.
Did you have a favorite building to look at?
These follow-up questions. I've started to really like the OSU Stadium. There's like this really cool view of the stadium from the gym, like on the third floor, where you're like right across from it. I'm looking forward to the summer because the RPAC, the OSU gym,
the outdoor area.
Yeah, it has like a balcony that's like a study space that maybe I'll do some reading at.
Yeah.
When the summer
it
comes.
It might be kind of crowded. I don't even know how to get up there.
You just go up there.
Oh.
You show them a door. I don't think it's usually crowded. Especially when it gets really hot. Oh, I think Rihanna has to go get the cookies. Oh yeah, it's happening in 3 seconds. One.
Oh my god.
That's the cookies. Cookies are ready. Oh, I think we caught a lot of static when you put the mic on the stand.
Sorry.
While you're over there, you have to shout. She said sorry. Maybe you could hear that. I actually don't know. These mics are okay. I mean, I could pause it. I'll just describe the action. I feel like there's too many interview podcasts and not enough live action describing the things that are happening around you podcasts.
Yeah, but this is a studio.
Rihanna's scooping the cookies onto a plate one at a time. The plate's just big enough. Oh, looks like there's more batter. She's making another batch. I think she got an even dozen the first time, but I don't think she'll get quite as many out of the second batch. The cookies are baking at 375, I think.
Always 350.
Oh, it's 350. We baked the salmon that we made today at 375, though. It's been quite the day, culinarily speaking. I guess now is a great time for more words from our sponsors. You can also follow Jake and Rihanna on Twitter. I don't know Rihanna's Twitter. It's Rihanna Bates with a number, so you can find it probably. I think I'm the only person who's following her, so. Oh, and my Twitter is @hale_corporate. It's sort of a lame name. I like picked it at random 3 years ago because I was thinking, I noticed there's a lot of hashtags on corporate promotional material, and I thought it'd be a fun game to play to tweet at them and try to get free stuff. So I made one tweet where I folded up a Moe's Southwest Grill napkin into an origami crane because the napkin said you can make heart out of anything, #WelcomeToMoe's. So I folded it into a crane and tweeted the picture at them, #WelcomeToMoe's, but they never acknowledged me. Oh, Rihanna's running some water right now. She's washing her hands. I don't know why she's washing her hands. I thought she used a spatula to scoop the dough, but I guess she got dirty anyhow. Dry, dry, dry. She's drying her hands. Get back here, Rihanna. I can only feel so much dead air over here. I think we've lost all of our audience, and I'm the only person who's going to listen to this audio file. This is the point in the audio file where I'm going to stop listening to it. Oh, she's coming over with a plate, which has two cookies, one for each of us. Oh, she should have brought a third cookie for our techie. Mmm, Marco. Yeah, that's right. We have a tech person in the studio helping us out. It's not just us. This is a professional operation. Chew, chew, chew. Where were you? Where were we? So, Rhiannon, would you consider peanut butter a condiment?
Yes, if it's melted.
Does peanut butter melt?
Yeah. You can put it in the microwave.
Huh. Okay.
How do you think the puppy chow is made?
I don't know what you're talking about. Puppy chow?
Yeah. It's Chex Mix with powdered sugar and melted peanut butter.
It's for puppies. Puppies eat. Oh, okay. For puppies. Oh, puppies eat well. I would eat that up.
Horrible.
I would eat that up. Oh yeah, Rhiannon also brought us some tea.
We need a fact checker.
This podcast is sponsored by Puka Nighttime Tea. Do we need a fact checker? Yeah, you just made that up about the puppies. Puppies eat dog food.
Yeah, you got me. It's not a fact.
Oh.
That would be Phil, our fact checker.
Yeah, we've got a lot of open job opportunities here. Maybe we can arrange a deal where we pay you with profit sharing. Okay, so you're on peanut butter is a condiment. Okay. Because something really strange happened to me in college when, as an icebreaker in a discussion class, the professor asked us to say our favorite condiment. And like the second guy said peanut butter. And then everyone else said peanut butter too. It was like, just everyone was like, I don't know if peanut butter is a condiment, but if it is in the class of condiments, it's my favorite. No one wanted to say ketchup or mustard or relish, I guess, which are the only actual condiments.
And mayo.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, mayo is definitely in there. Maybe there's more. Sriracha.
So what is a condiment then?
I feel like it has to be a sauce, and peanut butter is not a sauce. But I guess mayo and relish aren't really sauces. I don't know. Maybe peanut butter is a condiment. Well, peanut butter is never just put on top of something. I feel like every time peanut butter is on something, it's like an integral part of the meal. It's not like, do you want peanut butter in your PB&J or do you want peanut butter in your Reese's peanut butter cup? Like, peanut butter is never...
Can you call things that you would put on a sundae condiments? Like an ice cream thing? Like chocolate syrup?
That's a good question. I feel like desserts don't have condiments. It's like a different class of thing, but maybe. I don't know. Now all these categories are...
Then what would you call it? Like chocolate sauce, caramel sauce, cherry sauce.
Is your ultimate point that you could put peanut butter on a sundae?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what? I think you've painted me into a corner. Okay, peanut butter is a condiment. We've reached consensus. I still think it was weird that everyone in my class said that peanut butter was their favorite condiment, though.
Yeah, it is weird.
I can't remember what I said. I feel like I just said what everyone else said.
But, peanut butter?
But I'd like to think that I said something interesting and novel. But I feel like there's no interesting and novel answer to the question, what is your favorite condiment? Well, there's another batch of cookies on the way. 5 more minutes, though. Okay, next question. When do you think consciousness evolved evolutionarily?
Did it evolve?
Well, I mean, at some point it emerged, right?
Yeah. Well, I think, like, there's different levels of it.
Oh, could you keep the mic closer, by the way?
Okay.
I just want to make sure we're getting the audio.
I think that there are different levels, maybe, like dolphins and bonobos.
Wait, when are dolphins and bonobos' earliest evolutionary ancestor? Because if you think both of them are conscious, you must think their ancestor was also conscious, right? Or do you think consciousness has evolved, like, independently many times?
Yeah, I guess it was different because, like, the primates are much different than the whales and stuff, I think.
Yeah. Whales, killer whales have more synapses in their neocortexes than humans, or more neurons in their neocortexes than humans, I think. Which I think probably means they're more conscious. Probably. But maybe not. Maybe consciousness and the neocortex aren't really the same thing. They're just correlated. Maybe they're not even correlated. Do you think consciousness confers moral value? Or do you think it's like something else, like intelligence or humanness or...
What do you mean, like, moral? Like, like we should treat organisms with their various levels of consciousness higher than other ones, like we do in research?
Yeah, yeah. But do you think it's, like, consciousness that makes it more important to treat primates with more respect than mice, or do you think it's, like, intelligence?
And you don't think that consciousness is, like, very closely related to intelligence?
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe they are just, like, the same thing, or, like, directly proportionate in all organisms. I feel like you could imagine a system that behaves very intelligently, which has no first-person perspective, and vice versa. But maybe not. It's unclear to me what consciousness is actually doing to our behavior, why it's like essential that we're conscious, why it must have evolved this way, or why it was the simplest way to evolve an intelligent machine. All right, next question. Who do you think I should invite to be on the interview next?
That is a good question.
Do you think we could get Kanye?
Yeah, for sure. But maybe before Kanye Bowish.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We can just invite him over and ambush him. Be like, thank you for agreeing to be on our podcasting show. Bowish, of course, needs no introduction. What's the best new music you've heard this year?
I like Tame Impala's new album.
Oh, they have a whole new album? I just heard, listened to their new single.
Well, he has a bunch of singles that
are basically an album.
Oh.
I just can't do it. I can only like listen to a bunch of singles if I can click one and they all play. But yeah. I guess there's probably a playlist of them somewhere.
Well, I'll play them for you.
Okay. Maybe we'll add some outro music. Oh, but then I'd have to like pay him or somehow get the rights, right? I'll have to make my own music to outro us. So you might not know this, audience, but Rhiannon is also famed for her Blockus prowess. She's easily one of the top 10 Blockus players in this apartment. I mean, in the studio. In the studio.
It looks so much like an apartment, it's sometimes hard to remember.
Yeah, so I thought I might ask you some questions about Blockus. What's your favorite Pentamino?
I think it would be the M-shaped one.
Oh, interesting. I've always thought of that one as W-shaped.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, the M one is a good choice, though. I think, like, the zigzag one. Maybe I'll add a picture to the show notes to people who don't know what the letter W is. I'm just kidding. There are no show notes.
There is no audience.
Yeah, I listen to some podcasts where, like, every time something comes up, they'll be like, oh, we'll add it to the show notes. And I've never looked at a single podcast show notes. But one time, I wanted to know something in the show notes. I tried to find them. Oh, more cookies. Okay, I'll keep telling my monologue while Rhiannon leaves the studio to finish baking.
There's a kitchen in the studio.
A micro kitchen full of micro snacks for our hardworking studio members. So anyway, one time I wanted to know something from the show notes. So I looked for the show notes and I couldn't find them. And it made me think that show notes are just a big joke, that people are just like, oh, I don't want to explain this right now. Look in the show notes. And they know that no one in their audience cares enough to look for the show notes. Alternatively, I'm just an idiot and they're just right on their website and I didn't know where to look. I didn't click the right button. That's probably more likely. But I Googled like, reply all show notes, and it wasn't the first link, so I gave up. Okay, but back to Pentaminos. So the zigzag one it's nice because it's one of those reachy boys that also it does a good job of covering opponents' pieces. Like, so there's only three 5 pentaminos that fill a square, or like go from corner to corner of a square. There's the L, the M, and the I don't know what to call it, the S, I guess, the S one. And there's also there's two others that fit inside a 3x3. There's the F and the T. Oh, I guess there's others that fit inside a 3x3, like the P and the X. Okay, there's a lot. But there's only three ones that reach from corner to corner, and I feel like that's a really valuable property. And of the three that do, the zigzag is the best one. Like, somehow the S and the L just feel really bad. You know, they're not good. All right, Ronan's back with more cookies, another 2 for us. So, good choice.
What was yours?
I would say the F pentamino. Are you picturing the F, or do you know which one I'm talking about?
I think so. It looks like an F.
Yeah, it's like an F, but the middle one's backwards. So the F, I don't know if you know about Conway's Game of Life, but the F pentamino is like, it takes like 1,000 steps before it settles. It's like sort of amazing. It's like just such, it's like the only pentamino in the Game of Life that does something interesting. And it makes all these gliders and still lifes. But the reason it's my favorite is because it's really good in blockers. I find it's just...
Is it really good?
I think it has a world of utility. It's like, it's compact, so it like fits in like a lot of spaces. It's got a weird jagged edge, which is good for covering opponents' corners. It like reaches, I think, in a weird way. It like reaches in a way that I would often want to reach for a 4 to put to just to get the reach, but it just does it when uses a 5. I don't know, and I find it very aesthetic. What's your favorite tetramina?
I can't remember all of the choices.
All right, moving on. What's your favorite book?
Probably a collection of short stories that I own.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've read a few of them together.
Yeah, we still haven't finished The Man Who Crossed the Bridge, and I wanted to read it to you.
I thought it was The Man Who Crossed the Mist.
Right, yeah.
Right, yeah, I'll have to read it. What's the short story collection called?
A River of Bees, I think. At the Mouth of the River of Bees.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's some good short stories. We gotta read the rest of them.
There's one about how this woman has 13 monkeys and her boyfriend... What was his name?
Darren? Oh, you pronounced it wrong in a funny way. I remember now. It was such a common name.
It's like Dan, no, it wasn't.
Daniel or...
No one has that name.
I can't remember now.
Yeah, but that was a good one.
Mm. What's your favorite vegetable?
Broccoli, I guess.
Whoa, me too. We have so much in common. Broccoli's so good. It's sort of like a meme that kids hate broccoli, but I never really got it. Like, as a kid, I liked broccoli less because I ate, like, the steamed packaged broccolis. But even as a kid, I didn't think it was bad. Well, I didn't like eating the stems. It needed to have a lot of flour. Which is even more true today. Today, I, like, am very particular about only eating the flour of the broccoli. For a bit, I used to eat most of the stem, and I was like, why bother? I can just throw this piece in the trash. I don't have to eat it. I'm an adult. Favorite fruit?
Apple, I guess.
It's a bad choice. Blueberries all the way?
Oh, I forgot about blueberries. I also really enjoy raspberries.
Yeah, raspberries are pretty good.
And also, How long is this podcast?
Well, I'm actually out of questions, so it's funny that you should ask that. But I need to think of a cute way to sign off, you know. I guess we can edit a new ending on if we just kind of trail off. Or we can just upload this monologue.
Yeah.
Like, follow, retweet, subscribe. Thanks for listening.